Have you seen the film Spotlight yet? The fictionalized story of the scrappy, khaki-clad Boston Globe reporters pounding the pavement to uncover the clergy sex abuse scandal. Their work won the paper a Pulitzer, the movie's getting Oscar buzz. Well, this weekend, intrepid Globe reporters, many still khaki-clad, were out pounding the pavement again, but to deliver their paper. The Globe switched its delivery company to the California-based ACI Media Group, and since then, all hell has broken loose. An estimated 10% of home delivery customers haven't been getting the paper. Business reporter Beth Healy was one of the employees who decided to do it themselves. And Beth, this feels like an old movie. You know, were Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland out there with you?
Yeah, maybe that would have helped.
Well, but it's a serious business story. You know, how could a paper struggling in the digital age, right when it's in the spotlight because of the movie Spotlight, make this misstep? What happened?
Well, you know, we had the old delivery company for a long time, Robin, and most people were happy with them. Supposedly, there were people who were unhappy, and executives at the Globe thought they could do better by switching. What we learned very quickly that it is extremely tricky and dangerous business to switch newspaper delivery companies.
Well, your colleague Kevin Cullen wrote about his delivery route. He was out there. And by the way, he's one of those who started as a delivery person, you know, when he was a kid. But he said he was handed a route. It appeared to have been prepared by someone under the influence of methamphetamine. It was circuitous. It was, a circus. But what does this say about what's going on? He was a delivery boy. There were delivery girls reminiscing about that. What does this reflect about the economy, about who is delivering papers?
Well, I think you're right. The people who typically deliver papers and do a really good job for most people, by the way, they're often immigrants. They are often people working two and three jobs. It's a hard job early in the morning. And we all certainly got a good dose of remembering that this week.
And the president of ACI said it was clear when he made the deal with the Globe, or he or she, and that it's hard to get people to do this. And they made it clear that it was hard to get people to deliver the paper.
I feel like from our story that that's in dispute, that I'm not sure. Clearly, many mistakes were made on both sides. Our side seems not to have understood how hard this was going to be, and unclear that the other side was clear enough about how bad it was going to be. But it was bad.
Yeah. Well, and the good news is you're hearing from people who love their paper. I complained this morning on air in Morning Edition that I wasn't getting mine, and then the lovely editor Kathleen Kingsbury tweeted she'd come and do my whole block. But is that sustainable? I mean, reporters and employees delivering the paper.
It is not, and we don't plan to keep doing it, although I love a Pulitzer Prize winner offering to bring you her paper. That's awesome.
It is, I'm sure people across the country, who are also, eyeing their dwindling newspapers are saying, geez, can a paper afford not to deliver a paper on time?
No. And two important things, Robin. Every news organization is spending a lot of money to get stuff online and to be good online. But newspapers are still extremely important to us to get the papers out. It's where we still make most of our money, and it's really important.
Right. Well, we hope it delivers. Beth Healy, investigative reporter covering business for the Boston Globe and also distributing the paper over the weekend. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.